Dear precious souls of God, we hope you'll be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Leviticus chapter 23 and verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, Concerning the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. Let's jump to verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month, at even, is the Lord's Passover. So there was a feast called the Passover. Verse 6. And of the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto the Lord. So there was another feast called the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
The unleavened bread.
Let's jump to verse 9. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and saying unto them, When ye become into the land which I give unto you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then ye shall bring a sheaf of first fruits of your harvest unto the Lord. So there is another feast called the Feast of First Fruits. How many have I mentioned? 3. Let's jump to verse 15. 1:5. And ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Some of your Bible says 7 weeks. Does your Bible say 7 weeks? So those Bible that say 7 weeks, it's another feast that we call the Feast of Weeks. Someone say the Feast of Weeks.
The Feast of Weeks.
This is number 4, isn't it? Jump to verse 23. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. So there was another feast called the Feast of Blowing of Trumpets. Jump to verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a day of atonement. What number is this? Number 6. So there's also something called the Day of Atonement. It's the Feast of Atonement. And finally, the last one, the 7th one, verse 34. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the 7th month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Someone say the Feast of Tabernacles.
The Feast of Tabernacles.
And let's read the last scripture, verse 37. These are the feasts of the Lord, which ye shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire unto the Lord, a burnt offering and a meat offering, a sacrifice and a drink offerings, everything upon his day. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the reading of the word of God. Now, for those of you who are not aware, this year is our year of celebration. We are prophetically going to celebrate without fighting. Because the Lord will fight our battles. One of the things that happen when you celebrate the Lord is you start having victories without fighting. In the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20,
Go booking here, Second Chronicles.
The whole chapter, we see God giving the children of Israel victory without them even fighting. That shall be your story.
Amen.
Last week, we celebrated a testimony where one of our church members, when they left the church, their father called them, like, accompany me to the municipality. When she got there, they said, hey, where's your CV?
But a CV yarago ikai.
She gave them their CV and said, come tomorrow, you start tomorrow. Those who are not clapping hands are very jealous. Put your hands together well for Jesus. That's the victories we want to enjoy this year.
Amen.
She didn't apply. She didn't fast, nothing. God gave her a victory without sweating.
Amen.
These are the victories you're going to enjoy this year. Why? Because the Lord has determined it.
Amen.
He has decided that for the children of Healing Fire Ministries,
Banaba Healing Fire Ministries,
in 2020 they will celebrate. And not only that, they will be celebrated.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Now this week,
more baking in.
I want to teach on why celebration is important. Or you can say the importance of celebration. Why we must celebrate our God. Hallelujah. Now, come with me to Malachi chapter 1. We read from verse 6. Is it Malachi or Malachi? Okay. Depends on the school you went to. Malachi, Malachi, chapter 1. What is it, Tulane?
It's Malachi.
Malachi. I see Tulane went to Saint Augustine's. Are you in Malachi? Read for me. Chapter 1 and verse 6.
Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his mother. If then I am the father, where is my honor?
Pause there. Who's talking here? I can't hear you. Read it one more time. Listen to what God is saying to you and me.
Malachi chapter 1 and verse 6. A son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor?
If I'm your father, where is my honor? Where is my honor? You know, this generation that we are in, the 21st century, century, generally, people are ungrateful. People are very proud. And they feel belittled when they have to honor someone else. And what you don't know is that if you honor someone else, somebody will honor you. Do unto others as you would them do to you. Many people, when someone is getting married, say, oh, How did such an ugly person get? You see.
You have started.
Have you heard something like that before?
She's ugly.
Instead of celebrating with the couple, instead of honoring them that they've done a great thing, the Bible says marriage is honorable. Whether they are ugly or not ugly, whether you like them or you don't like them, it's honorable. So we must learn to celebrate with them.
Amen.
You're not even saying amen, I'm watching you. And so this thing,
Sena,
doesn't just take place between us human beings.
Hasi diragale mo go rona batho fela.
But we tend to forget to honor our God.
Re a lebala go leboga modimo wa rona.
We tend to forget to celebrate him.
Re a lebala go mo leboga.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So last week I showed you that the word celebration itself, just the definition of that word, it means to acknowledge. So one of the reasons why celebration is important, because that is the time where we acknowledge what God has done for us. We acknowledge him for who he is. Are you listening to me, somebody?
Amen.
Last year, the Lord showed me how that most people are brokenhearted. Because they do so much for people, but no one will say thank you. Here's a parent that will break their back for their children. When the children have succeeded, they forget their family. I heard of a story of a young man went to his father and said, "Father, we are going on a school trip. I need money for a school trip." The father gave him money, and that was the last time the father saw the boy. Years later, the father found out that this gentleman has married a white woman, number one. Number two, he has four children now. There are those who completely forget. And they will never honor. They will never celebrate the people who have fought for them, who have sacrificed for them. We at Healing Fire Ministries must learn to honor God and to honor the people that are fighting for us to be somewhere in life. Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
Somebody say, "Lord, I will honor you.
Lord, I will honor you.
Lord, I vow to honor you.
Lord, I vow to honor you."
Put your hands together for Jesus and give him praise. So you can see that even God himself, he wants the honor.
Modimo wa batla go hlomphega.
Me as a human being,
na ke le motho,
when I do something for someone,
even
though I do it, I'm saying I'm doing it for the Lord.
Le ge ke re ke direla Modimo.
When the person turns and goes and honors someone else for something I did for them,
ka se na ke mo diretseng sona,
I feel the pain.
Ke utlwa botlhoko.
I feel it. I don't want to lie. I'm a pastor. I read the Bible. I pray. But I also feel the pain.
Ke utlwa botlhoko le nna.
You are a superhuman Christian. We understand you don't feel the pain. I feel the pain. Here, right here.
Hey.
So we must learn to honor our Father. Every chance you get. That's why some of you surprise me. We are singing. What were we singing? Avulega masango. And you are just. You don't have the culture to honor. To celebrate. And here we are not even celebrating a human being. We are celebrating and honoring God. And you will just be looking at people. That's why we are calling people like that spies. Because we don't know what agenda you came with here in the church. Here we are here to honor the Father, His Son, and the Holy Ghost. You are here to keep quiet. You are showing tendencies of a spy. This year, I'm very hard against spies. Spies must fall.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So every chance you get, celebrate
God.
And there's different ways that you can celebrate God. By just practically saying, Lord, thank you. This is your doing, Father. I'm not alive because I'm smart. But you have kept me alive. How many funerals have I been to? Some of the people who buried are younger than me. So I'm not alive because I'm smart, not because I'm intelligent, not because I have money, not because I've got good friends, not because I come from a good family. It's because of you. When you do that, you honor him. You do it in private, and you do it in public. Also. Some of you in private, you are the best Christian in the world. But in public, when Jobe comes,
Jobe atamika.
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
So, in the midst of your family, celebrate God.
Amen.
In the midst of your friends, celebrate God.
Modi
in the midst of your colleagues, celebrate God. Some of you, your colleagues don't even know you're a Christian. That's why when it's time to drink, they also say here. And because also you're afraid to honor God in front of people, you say, hey, you're tasting. Yeah, no, yeah, ten. Because you are afraid of men. You are afraid of men. You are afraid of men. You rather honor your friends more than you'd honor God. You rather honor your colleagues more than you honor God. You rather honor your family more than you honor God. God said, where is my honor? Where's my honor? One lady said to me, back home where I come from, if you leave the house without going to the hut and announce that I'm going to town, we'll see what will happen to you. When you come back from town, you must come and announce that I'm back. Some of us will honor chickens. Some of us will honor goats. Some of us will honor cows. Some of us will honor snakes. But as for God, where is my honor? Where is my honor? Some of us, when we see money, we feel like bowing down. We wish we could say, "Utembekile." Yeah. When you see somebody who looks like they have money, who smell like they have money, who dress like they have money, who are ready to bow down, and God is saying, where's my honor? I'm your God. If I tell my angel, block the air, you stop breathing. But you will not honor me.
How more lebohe?
Where's my honor?
So
the reason why we celebrate is to honor him. One day I read a scripture as Jesus was going to Jerusalem. If you are a Christ or the follower of Christ, Jerusalem was a no-go zone.
Go Jerusalem, no sai.
You go to Jerusalem, they kill you. Jesus even told his disciples and said, I'm going to Jerusalem, they are going to kill me. So as he was going to Jerusalem, young children on the street started shouting, Hosanna! 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 And started blessing and praising and worshipping him. And some of the Pharisees, they said, do you hear what these children are saying? Tell them to keep quiet. And the Lord Jesus said, if they keep quiet, then the rocks will shout out and praise. When I read that story, I said, Lord, while I'm still alive, no rock will praise you. Why must a rock praise you when I'm here? Why must a rock celebrate you when I'm here? I am born and created and fashioned for you.
Amen.
I will celebrate you. If others will come to church and just me, I will celebrate you.
Hey, babang, batla bano libella fela na kitla kutumisa.
So never allow God to ask you, where's my honor?
Uskwadumela mudimu akubutisa gore hlompho yaka ikai.
Another way to honor God is giving.
Tsela engwe ya go bontsha hlompho mo godimo ke
go. The Bible tells us of the Magi, or some of us we know them as the three wise men.
Ba tsubane ba tlhalefile.
They came and they said they saw a star. And they knew that the king of the Jews is born. And they said they want to worship him. When they got there, how did they worship him? They gave him gifts. So another form of honor is giving. You are saying amen nicely now.
Amen.
You must give. Any chance you have, honor the Lord. God is not too interested about the amount, but he's interested in the heart that is giving. This man's boss, I heard that when he started working, he was selling boiled eggs. This man's boss. Boiled eggs. How much is a boiled egg?
2 rand.
2 rand. Yeah. And it was back then, so it was probably maybe 1 rand.
1 rand.
Then I heard that he said to himself, I will never again for the rest of my life give God a coin. Tulano was telling me that this past December, he took his whole family to America
for a holiday.
Those are people who celebrate God. Those are people who honor God. We will rather honor Pep, we will rather honor Woolworths, we will rather honor Mr. Price, we will rather Edgar's, Ackerman's, Ingi. Yeah, that one. And then when the coins are left, after you have finished and get on the coins, the change. Then you say, let's go give to God. Is that honor?
Eish.
That's why God has to ask, where is my honor? So as the church, we must do it naturally. It must be our daily thing. To celebrate him, to love him. Even just to say, Father, I love you. It's big. Before my father, my biological father passed away, I told him, I said, look, I love you. You know, I don't know about you guys, but it's very awkward to say such things. It's awkward. I knew he loved me, but I just wanted him to know that I love him back. So I went to him, I said,
I said, I love you.
It felt awkward, but I'm so glad I did it. That by the time he passed away, at least he knew that I loved him. Some of us, your parent doesn't even know, even in the I love you, they've never heard the I.
Babang batswari ba rona ga zanke ba utlwa.
The month of February in Healing Fire Ministries, we are celebrating families. And so, between now and the end of February, I want you to let your family know that you love them. And you know what is the greatest form of love? Is when you let somebody know about Jesus. In February, I'm going to challenge everybody here to go to your family, those who you live with, and tell them that every day before we sleep or before we eat or after we eat, we celebrate God together. Even if it's 5 minutes, even if it's 10 minutes, it's fine. Just that small anyana gathering. And just celebrate him as a family. Then you can continue with the day. I challenge everybody here to do something.
Amen.
Amen.
Just for February. If you want to continue, glory be to God. If you want to stop, is also your... But just February. Me, I'm asking for February on.
February.
When people are celebrating Valentine's, we are going to celebrate family.
Amen.
Your amen is not blessing me. Number two, why celebration is important. We'll find it in Joshua chapter 4, from verse 1 to verse 7. My time is almost up. I want you to read for me fast. Joshua chapter 4. Verse 1 to verse 7. Some of you live with your parents. I don't know how you're gonna call them and say, Papa, Mama, Dulang Fach. But I challenge you. How many will take the challenge? Lift up your hand. I want to see you'll take the challenge. And those of you who don't lift up their hands, why? You do it already. All right. If you're there, read for me. 1 to 7. Quickly, sir.
Joshua chapter 4 and verse 1. And it came to pass, when all the people had completely crossed over the Jordan, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, take for yourself 12 men from the people, one man from every tribe, and command them, saying, take for yourself 12 stones from here, out of the midst of Jordan, from the place where the priest's feet stood firm. You shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you lodge tonight. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the children of Israel, one man from every tribe. And Joshua said to them, cross over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you when your children ask in time to come, saying, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall answer them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it crossed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be a memorial to the children of Israel forever.
Somebody say memorial.
Memorial.
So celebration is important so that we can remember. That's why God said you'll have the Passover, you'll have the Feast of Unleavened Bread, you'll have the Feast of Tabernacles. The reason for all these numerous celebrations is so that they will remember. They'll remember what he has done for them.
They'll
remember the victories he has won for them. You know what happens when you stop celebrating God? You start forgetting him. So Joshua, God told Joshua, put these stones so that when the next generation asks, what are these stones for? Then you will say,
they're
a memorial. When we see this, we remember what God did in this place. That's why we celebrate. Remembrance is very important. The reason why this world has spiraled out of control the way it has is because mankind are gradually forgetting their creator.
Batho ba lebala mmupi wa bona.
Many people,
batho ba bantsi,
and some even sitting here today,
ba bang ba dutse mona ka jeko,
they wake up in the morning,
ba tsoga go se,
go about their business,
ba dira se ba se dirang,
the whole day till they come back and sleep.
Litsatsi ka moka go fitlhela
ba robala. The whole day there is no God.
Litsatsi ka moka.
For some,
babangwe,
it's days. For some, it's weeks. For some, it's months.
Babang,
for some, it's even years.
Babang,
they don't think about him. They don't pray. They don't read the Bible. They don't go to church. Anything that will bring them remembrance of their creator doesn't exist in their life. So they go day to day without God. When they go through trials, when they go through problems, they go to chale. Chale, we're taking albutat.
Baya go chale. Chabana lebu butata.
Instead of humbling themselves before the throne of God,
they
say, Father,
Ntate,
they say, Father,
Ntate.
When they are happy, they call their friends.
Bavitsa di chomitsa
bona.
Come, friend. We are going to drink today.
Now you know they are happy.
Ba thabile wa tseba.
No God, no God.
Ah,
to say, Father, thank you. So when we don't celebrate, we forget. I said, when we don't celebrate, we what?
We forget.
We forget. That's why it's important to come to church continually. Some of you, you come with a timetable.
Unali a timetable.
Yeah, they saw me today. So I'll skip 2 Sundays then. No, just say amen, even if I'm talking to you. Just say amen. So, we must develop that culture of celebrating him daily. Daily. Because when you do that, your mind will constantly be on him. And when your mind is constantly on him, it will go to your heart. Then your God will live in your heart. Some of you, as it is, what's the date today?
19th.
The 19th of January 2020. The last time you were in church is February 2016. Yes. And you know what the Bible says, Twarelo?
Now it's the Bible
saying. It says one day to the Lord is like 1,000. So to you, it's like, I've just missed 2 Sundays. But to God, it's like you've missed 2,000 Sundays. So some of you, the last time God saw you is 30,000 years ago. And you come in as though, hey, Papa Ali Kai, as though you live here. And God is saying, who are you? Ask your neighbor, say, who are you? Who are you?
Oh, man.
You are unknown. You are never here. The last time you prayed is 20,000 years ago. You are unknown in eternity. So we celebrate to remember. Can I hear a louder amen?
Amen.
Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to verse 17. Read. Time is not my friend.
1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of this life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away.
You can say again. That one is, it deserves a I want us to read it in another version. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Who's got another version?
First John chapter 2, verse 15.
Yeah.
Don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out.
Ah, that's the one I want.
Squeezes out love for the Father.
Read it one more time.
It says, don't love the world's ways. Don't love the world's goods. Love of the world squeezes out love for the Father.
Now, look. Hey, please close it. All right. Mamrati, please help me. borrow me this as well. Now, let's imagine that in here was Coca-Cola. Imagine, can you imagine?
Okay.
It says Coca-Cola.
Honali Coca-Cola.
And then in here is water.
Kamo honali metsi.
And if I open this, right?
Hengabula.
And I say, Mamrute, pour the water here.
Kare ntshele metsi.
What's gonna happen? The Coca-Cola will be diluted. I say, keep pouring. Keep pouring, keep pouring, keep pouring. What's gonna happen? It's gonna keep on diluting. Keep pouring, keep pouring. Keep pouring. I tell her, keep pouring. What's eventually gonna happen? There will be no more Coke. There will only be water left. So when we don't celebrate the Father and love Him, and we keep celebrating other things. Celebrate our achievements. Celebrate our friends. Celebrate our clothes. Some of us celebrate hairstyle.
Shoes.
Celebrate our income. And we don't celebrate God. The Coca-Cola will be the love of God.
Coca-Cola.
And this is everything else we celebrate that is not God. Eventually, all godliness and anything that is of God in us will disappear. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Thank you. The love of the world squeezes out. In other words, it removes the love of God. So we need to continually celebrate so that nothing will ever take the space of God in our heart. Your amens are very soft.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Amen.
So when we continually remember Him, nothing, nothing will ever take his space. Some of you, your wife has taken God's space. Some of you, your children has taken God's space. Some of you, your family has taken God's space. Some of you, your jobs have taken God's space. Some of you, money has taken God's space. Some of you, it's your friends. Nothing must ever take God's space.
Space Samudimu.
And have you read that he's a jealous God? He doesn't want to share you with anyone. And then the last point for today.
Sabofelo.
We celebrate to remember. And remembrance is important so that there can be continuation. Someone say continuation.
Continuation.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, some of you are modern parents. If your child comes to you and say, Papa, I'm a Muslim today. You say, hey, my child, in this house, we don't discriminate. I say, God bless you, you're a Muslim. If your child says, Mama,
Mommy, I want to be a Sangoma.
In this house, we don't discriminate. What do you need to twasa, my child? So when we do not continually celebrate God, then our children will grow up in a home that is absent of God. So you may know God, but if they don't see you loving Him and celebrating and honoring Him continually, tomorrow they'll come honoring goats. Tomorrow they'll come on honoring. I mean, I've heard of someone went somewhere and he felt like he needed to release some water. And as he was releasing, someone shouted, hey, what's
on?
So you're busy releasing yourself on our God. Some people worship water. Water.
Hey.
Crocodiles. chickens. If we don't celebrate God, we stand the risk of raising people who don't know God. Raising children who don't know God. You know, there's a church that I respect for one thing. This other church, do you know what I'm talking about? I don't want to say. When they go to church, you see them. From moving together. You see someone this short. You see that this person just started walking yesterday. He's wearing the uniform, full uniform.
City Anali uniform.
And I said, these people are smart. Because this child, this is all they know. When they're an adult, they'll just continue with that. So remembrance is important for continuation of the faith. So that your children will grow up knowing God. And your children's children will grow up knowing God. And your children's children will grow up knowing God. I've heard of testimonies where some people's children have become Satanists. I've prayed for people who almost became Satanists. When Satan said, kill your mother, they said, hey, now this is too hard. That's when they came to church. You are there. You will not celebrate and honor God in your home, in your family, in front of your children. I don't know about you, but it will pain me if my child grows up and says, I don't want your God. That's why my child is the first child here, is the last child to go. And for as long as she lives in my house, that will be her story. Because she must grow up knowing God. Your amens are not blessing me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this is why we celebrate. So this coming week, as we are fasting, I want to challenge you to remember everything that God has done for you. From as far as you can remember. There's a song by Hlengi Mhlaba. Count your blessings one by one. And what does it say? And you'll see what the Lord has done. So when you go home, I want you to project. For as long as you can remember. If you remember what happened when you were two, start there. And you'll start noticing that at this point, God did something. Hey, yeah, I should have died. Remembrance is important. Is important. The next time when we worship and bless Him, you will know that we are blessing a great God, because He's been with me from my youth. Some of you sitting here, your parents wanted to abort you. It even started there. Some of you, the pregnancy was so complicated. That is only by God's grace that you are here today. Some of you, He started fighting you when you are in the womb. Fighting for you when you are in the womb.
Na go sale mo dimpeng.
Will you remember?
Na o tla gopola.
And in February, the aim.
February.
We want everyone in our homes and family to know and to celebrate God.
Batsi be ba thabele modimo.
Put put your hands together for the living King. That doesn't sound like you are putting your hands together for Jesus. For Jesus. For Jesus. Let's rise to our feet and just thank Him, celebrate Him. Open your mouth and thank Him for what you have heard. Thank Him. Thank Him. Bless
thank
His name.
Father.
Glorify
you,
Him. Celebrate
thank you, Jehovah.
Him.
Thank
worship
you,
Him.
Thank you, Father.
Thank Him for what He has done for you.
Thank you, Jehovah.
Thank Him for what you have heard
thank
today.
Thank you, O God.
Open
thank
your
you,
mouth.
God.
Talk to the Father.
Thank you, O God. Thank you. Thank you.
Some of us have not
thank
honored
you,
God in a while.
Thank you, Father. Thank
honor
you.
Him and praise Him.
Thank
tell
you,
Him
Jehovah,
you love Him. Tell Him He's worthy.
Life.
Glorify His
thank
mighty,
you, Father,
matchless,
for the gift
and
of
holy
life.
Name.
Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank Him.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate
Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Celebrate.
Thank you, O God.
Worship Him.
For your love that never fails. Your kindness. Your mercy that I knew every morning. Your mercy that I knew every morning. Thank you, Father. For loving me when I was a sinner. Loving me, O God.
Oh, Holy Ghost, thank you.
Thank you, Jehovah.
Thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, oh God.
Father,
thank
we will
you,
celebrate
thank
you,
thank you.
January, we will celebrate you. And February,
you,
we will celebrate you.
Thank you, Father.
All the months of 2020, they are yours.
Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you, Lord.
We will love you.
Thank you, Father, for things
all the days
remember.
Of our lives.
You've been good to us, oh Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
say
we
thank
have prayed.
You.
And the whole church will say amen.
Amen.
With every eye closed, I want to pray for somebody who says, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want to receive Jesus into my heart. If you are here like that, you want to be born again, I'd like you to lift up your right hand. You've never consciously received Jesus into your heart. You're saying, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. Lift up your right hand. And we will pray together. Father, we thank you for this day. We are so honored as Healing Fire Ministries that you have chosen us to celebrate you. I want you to know that we will do it from the bottom of our hearts. And we will celebrate you well. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and the church will say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord and may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Are you blessed by the word
of
God?
Thank you for listening to a powerful word of God. We hope that you are blessed. For inquiries, contact 082-682-6048 or send us an email at info@healingfireministries.com or go to our website www.healingfireministries.com. May God be with you.